You are listening to OmniTalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines.
Today's Retail Daily Minute is brought to you with the help and support of Ownit AI. Ownit AI helps the world's leading retailers advance their e-commerce shopping experience with AI. To learn more, visit ownit.co. And Mirakl. Mirakl is the global leader in platform business innovation for e-commerce. Companies like Macy's, Nordstrom, and Kroger use Mirakl to build disruptive growth and profitability through marketplace, dropship, and retail media. For more, visit Mirakl.com. That's Mirakl.com.
Headline one comes to us from Retail Dive. Five Below, a popular retailer targeting tweens and teens, has shifted its checkout strategy to rely more on associates, aiming for 75% of transactions to be associate-led across all stores and 100% in stores with high shrink rates. This move follows efforts to combat shrink by scaling back self-checkout services and implementing additional shrink reduction strategies, such as receipt checks, increased surveillance, and the presence of security guards. The company reported that stores with associate-led checkouts and other mitigation measures experienced lower shrink rates. Despite a 2.3% decline in comparable sales and a 16% drop in net income in the first quarter, Five Below remains committed to its strategic growth pillars. The company attributes its performance challenges partly to a sales slowdown in the latter half of Q1 and the impact of inflation on consumer spending habits. While there was an increase in purchases within the consumables category, reflecting consumers' cautious spending amid rising costs, apparel sales remained relatively small compared to other categories. Five Below's decision to focus on associate-led transactions aligns with a broader trend among retailers like Walmart, Target, and Dollar General, who are reevaluating self-checkout services to address shrink and theft concerns. Despite lower-than-expected Q1 results and a downward adjustment of full-year guidance, Five Below maintains optimism about its long-term growth prospects, with plans to expand store count and continue developing its Five Beyond format, which offers products beyond its traditional price points. While some analysts express concerns about shrink and inflationary pressures, others believe in Five Below's differentiated business model and growth potential. The company remains committed to its goal of operating 3,500 stores nationwide by the end of 2030, emphasizing the positive customer response to its Five Beyond offerings and the adaptability of its value proposition. Headline 2 comes to us from Yahoo Finance. Lucky, a platform facilitating omnichannel shopping experiences, has announced its collaboration with Best Buy, the world's largest specialty consumer electronics retailer. This partnership enables consumer electronics brands to integrate their direct-to-consumer websites with real-time inventory data from Best Buy stores, offering customers a seamless shopping experience for tech products. Through this collaboration, customers can check product availability at their local Best Buy store and utilize options like same-day delivery and in-store pickup. With Best Buy's extensive national retail presence, reaching over 80% of the U.S. population within 15 miles of a store, thousands of products will become more accessible, enhancing the overall shopping convenience. Snape Harmer, CEO and co-founder of Lucky, highlighted the importance of adapting to evolving customer expectations for seamless omnichannel experiences. By integrating Best Buy's inventory with DTC websites, brands can offer customers more convenient ways to access their favorite tech products. Lucky also collaborates with other major retailers in the beauty, fashion, apparel, and personal care industries, including Nordstrom and Walgreens. Headline 3 also comes to us from Chain Store Age. DoorDash is expanding its alcohol delivery service by adding 9 grocery and liquor retailers to its platform. Customers can now order alcoholic beverages from Select Food Lion, Hannaford, Giant Food, Martin's, Stop & Shop, Buy Right Liquors, Big Red Liquor Stores, as well as Olive Spirits Unlimited and Stu Leonard's Wines and Stores. This expansion allows consumers to access over 100,000 alcoholic beverages across thousands of stores in 32 states, the District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico through DoorDash. To enhance the experience for alcohol customers, DoorDash is introducing new advertising features for brands, including, first, sponsored products for alcohol. Brands can promote their products at the point of purchase through sponsored products, available via DoorDash Ads Manager and partners Flywheel and PackView. Second, occasion-branded campaigns. Alcohol brands can connect with DoorDash customers during events like the Super Bowl and St. Patrick's Day to increase awareness and drive conversion. Third, sponsored brands for alcohol. Brands can raise awareness and consideration by featuring their products in carousels that combine brand assets with a selection of shoppable products, similar to an in-store end cap. Fourth, partnership with Micmac. Alcohol brands can reach DoorDash users across various channels, including brand websites, social media, QR codes, and video, through the Micmac retail media platform, with insights into shopper behaviors and attributable sales. And fifth and finally, partnership with Symbiosis.ai. Alcohol brands can utilize targeting and optimization algorithms from Symbiosys to reach DoorDash customers through offsite advertising channels like search, social, and display with conversion and ROI reporting. With these enhancements, DoorDash aims to provide consumers with more options for safe and responsible alcohol delivery while offering brands innovative advertising opportunities to engage with customers. That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute brought to you by Omnitalk. Be careful out there.